Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Off the Air Radio Show, brought to you live every Friday night on the Vibe Radio Network from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From the gun room in Speedway, Indiana, I am your host, Aldo Gonzalez, moderator of the modicum, interviewer of the intelligent, and guiler of my guests. This is the place where I talk about anything and everything that interests me and where my guests are mighty, brave, and full of all sorts of useful information that will not make any of us rich, but only provide some entertainment for your Friday nights. No story is off limits. No guest is too big or too small. We may use profanity, so if certain words offend you, here is my apology for that now. We will always attempt to be professional, but in the end, we just want to have fun, laugh, and enjoy each other's strange and curious stories. That being said, make sure you've already gone to the bathroom, that you've got your cup of coffee or cup of tea or soda nearby, that your dog is sleeping soundly at your feet, and that the cat has already been brought inside, because we will take no commercial breaks. It's just going to be me, you, and my guest for the next hour. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so very much for tuning into tonight's episode of Off the Air Radio Show. Is it just me, or would every single Scooby-Doo episode be solved in the first 5 minutes if the gang would just go to the local mask store and ask a few simple questions? Off the Air Radio Show is proud to be promoting two paranormal locations tonight, like I've been for the past few months. First, everyone, take a moment and look at your calendars. If you've got anything scheduled for Saturday, August 26th, go ahead and scratch it off or make up some excuse, because you will most definitely want to spend the day at the very historic, very beautiful, and very haunted Hannah Mansion in Indianapolis on Saturday, August 26th. That's the day of the paranormal celebration on the grounds of the Hannah House. There will be paranormal groups from all around the Midwest there. There'll be lots of vendor booths where you can pick up some all sorts of fun and enchanting items. It'll be a place where they're going to have tremendous amount of great food, and it'll be a place where you can see me, your host, and my secret weapon, Samantha Eichelberger, at our booth. Come get an autographed copy of Awaken the Feeders and hear me tell my spooky and creepy stories, all on Saturday, August 26th. The historic Hannah House hosts several other events throughout the year, including weddings, graduation parties, and actually just about anything you may want to rent the house for. If you or someone you know would be interested in renting this historic landmark for any of your events, contact them at info@thehannahmansion.org to find out more about rates and availability. info@thehannahmansion.org. Hannah is spelled H-A-N-N-A-H. I also want to let everybody know that on August the 5th, that's next weekend, I will be at the Paranormal Authors Fair at one of my most favorite places, my most favorite haunt, the Rhodes Hotel, just 1 hour north of Indianapolis. It's just a short drive to Atlanta, Indiana. Come out and see me and some of the other authors and vendors at this free event. And if you aren't too scared, you can even enjoy a ghost hunt at the haunted brothel later that evening. The Rhodes Hotel has served a variety of functions over the years. It was a speakeasy at one point, it served as a hotel, and it served as a brothel. So if you or your team is looking to investigate a beautiful and historic landmark right close to Indianapolis, then I cannot give the Rhodes Hotel a higher mark. Lots of activity, and did I mention ghost hookers? Just look up Rhodes Hotel on Facebook or Gail Sanchez on Facebook and schedule a few nights there. You will not be disappointed. And now to tonight's one weird thing. some of the finest limestone in the United States and possibly the world can be found in the hills around southern towns of Bloomington and Bedford. And in the previous century, stonecutters turned extracting it into a science and shaping it into an art. The stone was in such demand that a massive industry cropped up around it, and hundreds of thousands of tons of mammoth stone slabs were carved out of the ground and shipped around the country. A shocking number of iconic American structures are made out of, you guessed it, Indiana limestone, including the Empire State Building. Also, the Washington National Cathedral, the Pentagon, and 35 of the 50 current state capitol buildings in Indiana was cut from Indiana limestone. Unfortunately, in the second half of the 20th century, stone masonry fell out of favor as preferences shifted to glass and metal skyscrapers that were cheaper to build and to maintain. This disillusion of the limestone industry left many southern Indiana towns impoverished, as they are to this day. Their plight was fictionalized in the 1979 Dennis Quaid film Breaking Away. Now, all that remains of many of the limestone quarries are massive, eerie rectangles etched out of the earth and speckling the otherwise pastoral countryside. The most famous of these quarries is the Empire Quarry, which provided the 18,630 tons of stone state building. The quarry is so long and so deep, one can imagine the entire Empire State Building lying down within it, refilling the 207,000 cubic feet of empty space now left vacant. The imagery of most Indiana limestone quarries, and the Empire Quarry in particular, is striking. The sheer walls and straight drop-offs of the precisely removed stone created unnatural deep pools of water as rain and groundwater collects in the artificial basin. The deepest of these pools and minerals from the limestone foundation give this water a stunning aquamarine hue, attracting visitors and enticing swimmers and cliff divers to bathe in the sometimes unsafe waters. Many locals have been injured diving off the quarry walls into the water below because the depth often changes and is hard to judge. Note that this is private property, so if you're caught here, you may be scolded by a grumpy man in a hard hat, because as of July 2017, there are now signs that read "No trespassing, live ammunition in use." And that's tonight's One Weird Thing, brought to you by Clear Choice Restoration, your helping hand when it comes to hail, wind, and storm damage. Most people don't know that they may indeed have damage to their roof, gutters, and siding. And with all the storms that's hit Indiana this past month, Clear Choice is the people you will need to call to get the damage fixed. Call Clear Choice Restoration for a free roof inspection and tell them that Al sent you. In Indiana, call 317-358-8630. That's 317-358-8630. Call for your free inspection today. So, I first caught wind of Mike Wilson on Facebook in the group called Decoding the Truth. That I'm a member of, where most people like to talk about controversial topics or government conspiracies or really anything that's interesting and fun. And if you know me, I am a big conspiracy theory lover. So when the topic of flat earth started showing up in my thread, I was interested and wanted to hear a bit more because I've never really heard of that before. And Mike was one of those advocates of the flat earth theory. And soon I started, had asking some questions, and he was friendly enough and was able to give me some answers or point me to a video or point me in the right direction. I didn't want to seem brash with my questions, but I indeed had some serious questions that needed answered. So he posted those videos for me to watch and tried to answer some of the other questions, and before long I had to have him on the show. I mean, we got to talk about this. So he is full of useful information, and even though this topic can be hard to explain, and he'll even admit that, I believe he'll be able to do a great job in helping the listeners and myself with any questions that we may have. So I am so very excited to have him on the show tonight. So welcome, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you for having me on the show here.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this topic. We'll talk about some other things too, some conspiracy type stuff. But tell us about yourself. What got you interested in researching the flat Earth?
Well, it's been showing up a lot, through YouTube and Google and stuff like that. So I got into it probably about 2 years ago. And, you think just 500 years ago, everybody thought the Earth was flat until one of the scientists, I don't know if it was Copernicus or whatever, proved that, no, we live on a globe. And now it's coming back now, and it's just not going away. And I'm not 100% convinced that it's flat, and I'm not 100% convinced that it's a globe either. So, but I'm more convinced that we do live on a flat plane than a globe for the research that I have been doing for the past 2 years on that topic. But as I started decoding the truth 2.5 years ago with my girlfriend, Janine. I want to say hi from England, by the way.
And,
hi, Janine. So 5-hour difference here. So she's already in bed, but she'll listen to it tomorrow.
Right.
But, so it's just not about flat Earth, but, this is the topic about flat Earth. And, when I started watching it, what got me interested in it was anybody who wants to know about it, just, go to YouTube, and I got a list of names that you can look into. And I believe Eric DeBay is one of the first ones that I listened to. Then it just goes on from there to Journalism. He has his own YouTube channel, and he's all about flat Earth. He has a show on Monday Night Raw, and Eddie Bravo, who's I'm a big fan of, and also Jake. He goes by Flat Earth Asshole. So I started listening to these guys, and I just been, they did the research and they did their own testing and the laser testing, and they use special digital cameras to prove that we're being lied to. And the question is, why would the government lie to us about this and NASA? Well, how I can answer that is through taxpayers' money. They make trillion dollars of taxes, and it goes through NASA and to build these, the fake missions to the moon, to satellites, and the fake pictures of Earth through CGI and paintings and stuff like that. And back to the flat Earth, if you have a digital camcorder, and I've seen many of these videos, and people say, oh, I can see the curvature from, standing at the shore, and, you can see the ships, going over the horizon, over the curvature. Well, if you have a digital camera, for instance, the P900, or a good one anyway, from 90 miles out or whatever, and they magically reappear when you zoom it up. So if the Earth is 25,000 miles round by the equator, according to NASA, and there's 8 inches of curvature, well, there's like a couple hundred feet of missing curvature when you could just zoom straight in. So I just took it from there and been doing it ever since, and other conspiracies as well.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned something that I want to take note of. You had said that you're not 100% sure that it's flat, and you're not 100% sure that it's a globe. Well, I know one thing. I am 100% sure that I do not trust the government. I don't trust them with my taxes. I don't trust them with NASA. I don't trust them with the assassination of JFK. Go down the list. If the government's involved in something, there's a lie and a conspiracy heading up somewhere down the road. So that's one thing that we can agree on for sure. The government is not an entity that can be trusted. So if they're telling us that it's a globe, maybe we need to look into that it could be flat. So right on, man. Well, why don't you explain to me exactly what the flat Earth theory entails? What all does it entail? Because does it have a globe? What's keeping the water in? You know, that type of thing. Those are questions that I would imagine a lot of people would have. Those would be the first questions that come up. What does it entail?
Well,
how can the Earth be flat?
Okay. I'll try and answer these the best as I can. The Earth being flat and what's keeping the water in, you know, they're saying that Antarctica is a continent, okay? But if you look at it and if you have an open mind, you know, because there's a lot of skeptics out there that I deal with and a lot of rude and ignorant people, you flat Earth retard and all that stuff. You know, I get plenty of those, you know, so, you know, I just, you know, call them sheeple, you know, and, you know, not being rude or anything like that. You know, it's like you don't have to believe it, you know, just because ever since that we were small, what's the first thing that, you know, the schools teach you or show you, you know, when you're in kindergarten is a globe. Okay, so they're already feeding that into you, into your mind right there and then. So, all right, so then you take it, you know, through as you go through school and stuff like that. And so you're in the system. Okay, so when you start thinking outside of the box and start asking questions and start doing research, and thank God for the internet, you know, I mean, the internet got a lot of people awakened. You know, it's kind of like the Matrix. Do you take the blue pill or take the red pill? Well, I definitely took the red pill because I have an open mind and I just want to know the truth. That's what it all comes out to. Now, about why I think it's flat is because what I told you, that there's plenty of videotapes out there showing that there is no curvature. You know, a rocket or a balloon going up 121,000 feet is roughly 20 miles above Earth, and all you see is flat, you know, as you would be on the ground. It, you know, you don't see no curvature unless they're using a fisheye lens or some CGI. But if they really want to look into it, I highly suggest the names that I mentioned before to look into it. Now, what I think what is holding the water in is Antarctica is actually the rim of the flat Earth. Okay. And I briefly talked to you before, but you didn't know much about Admiral Byrd, and he did several expeditions and to the North and South Pole. And supposedly he was the one who said, well, he found the entrance to Hollow Earth. But as I thought about that, this is my theory. Who knows how far this outer rim goes? Okay, and look at the Bermuda Triangle. For one, and how that all got started was back in 1945 after the war. I believe it was in, I don't know, September or October, Flight 19. There's these five Avengers that just mysteriously disappeared, no trace, no found whatsoever. Some people say they were vanished by aliens, or they're abducted, or they just crashed in the ocean so big we couldn't find it. But, you know, 1985, we found the Titanic. So why can't we find these Avengers off the coast of Florida and between Bahamas and Key West and stuff? But so that's what I think is holding the water in, you know, if the world is flat, you know. So if you're taking a ship, you're just, you know, going to, you know, hit an ice wall. And who knows how far that ice wall goes. There's a peace treaty that was made back in the late 1950s with several different countries around the world, and it's more protected than Area 51, you know. So just like you or I or anybody else, it would be very expensive if you wanted to go to Antarctica, but they're not going to give you the grand tour. They'll only give you a permission where you're allowed to go, and if you go any farther, it would be just like Area 51. You'll be shot or you'll never be heard from again. So back to Admiral Byrd about the Hollow Earth, I just think that he just went so far and he found, you know, Antarctica is supposed, you know, supposed to be the coldest spot on the world, on the flat Earth or globe, whatever, you know, like sub-zero temperatures going 80 degrees minus Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. And he found warm water lakes, you know, not swimmable, you know, it was like 45 degrees, but still, you know, in middle of Antarctica, you know, not frozen water. So I think that he found this portal and supposedly he met, the Pleiadians or the Anunnaki or whatever you want to call them, and he tried to explain that in his journal and stuff, his lost journal. So anybody who wants to know more about Admiral Byrd, just look up Operation High Jump. And so that's what really makes me think that's why one of the reasons out of many why I think that we live on a flat plane. And a lot of people say, well, what about the flight patterns? And, you know, when you're flying, you know, on the globe, whatever, and it doesn't look sense. But if you lay it down flat, you know, it's like, okay, it's a direct line. But there's no fly zone over Antarctica because you can't fly over Antarctica. And the North Pole as well. It's not as restricted as Antarctica is, but it does have some restrictions on it as well. So I just took it from there and started researching it. And the more I looked into it, the more I became a believer and saying, wow, you know, and like you said, I do not trust anything the government, NASA, or the media tells me. You know, I rather get my research from other people's research. You can't believe everything on the internet. You know, I'm not gullible by all means. A lot of people, you know, I have more friends on Facebook who I never even met before who have an open mind. My family and, you know, friends that I grew up with, they already think that I'm weird for even thinking that, you know, the flat earth thing. So it's like, all right, you know, I understand that. So whatever.
Well, I think my biggest issue with the flat earth theory is the problem that it has with gravity, you know, because my understanding of gravity is, you know, we are pulled towards the center of mass. And so that would make me understand the globe that we're on a globe. We're being pulled towards the center of the earth. So if the earth is actually a flat plane, you got to help me understand how, you know, flat earthers get around the force of gravity.
See, I don't see none of the scientists can even really explain gravity. I mentioned when I was talking to you earlier, Neil Tyson, and there's a video of him, you know, we do not live on a flat earth, and he picks up a microphone and he just drops it. There, that's gravity. That's how he explains gravity, or these scientific words that, you know, you can't even understand or comprehend unless, you know, you got to, you know, PhD or, you know, you're in the astronomy and, you know, just to get the idea, you know, what gravity actually is. I can't really explain how gravity works or if it's even real or not, you know, but one thing, if you take a look at flight patterns and you're cruising at altitude, let's say 35,000 feet, you're level. The plane is level. Like, if it was on a curvature, the nose of the plane every few miles would be dipping down, wouldn't you think? But that level that they have on the airplane stays perfectly level with the horizon. So that's another, you know, thing to look at as well. As gravity, I can't explain it because I don't think anybody can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that brings me, you know, to my next question. Why can't someone go to the edge of the earth and take a picture and show us all that there is indeed an edge to it?
Well, people have. I don't know if I send you some pictures, you know, but that could, you know, it's hard to believe what's real and what's not because people are so good of look at the fake moon missions and stuff like that, you know,
right.
And that was 40 something years ago. So it's hard to tell, you know, if you go to Antarctica, is it really Antarctica or is it Greenland or is it the North Pole or is it Alaska? You know, anybody could say, all right, well, there's an ice wall there, you know, and they say, well, that's Antarctica. And, you know, it's 200 feet high ice wall. And, you know, and it could be an actual picture of, you know, part of Alaska or, like I said, Greenland or something. So it's hard to say, you know, if I had the money and resources and the permission even, you know, through the government, and believe me, it would cost a lot because I'll choose my own people and archaeologists and you know, explorers and have the right equipment. And, you know, and I always said, you know, if I ever could do that, you know, go to Antarctica and have a drone, okay, and see how far that drone can go. I know it could probably go, you know, we got the technology with solar panels and all the stuff to make it keep on going for thousands of miles, and take footage of all this and see how far it goes. So, you know, there's a lot of theories that I thought of, you know, to do this, but, you know, it takes a lot of money, and you would have to have the government permission, and they won't let you do it. Admiral Byrd, when he did expeditions there, he said there's plenty of coal there. There's different types of materials there that, you know, we could get free energy and stuff. But yet it is, you know, a peace treaty they made like 57 or 1958 that it's basically restricted area, that no one's allowed to go there, you know, only government officials and stuff like that. So,
So why doesn't the oceans fall off the edge?
That's because the ice is holding it in. Like I said, Antarctica is the rim. You look at it like a dish plate, okay? And the edge of the dish plate, you know, that would be Antarctica. It's not a
I follow you now. You're saying that Antarctica is actually like the salt on top of the margarita glass. It goes all the way around
exactly.
the edge.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the oceans are kept inside the glass or whatever. It can't fall off because there's walls of ice and whatever.
Exactly. Yes.
So do you believe that the Earth that only the Earth is flat, or are there other planetary bodies that are also flat, like the sun, the moon, the stars? You know, are we the only thing that's flat?
It's hard to say. I do believe that we are stationary, stationary with the North Star, which is called Polaris. Okay. And I do believe that the sun and the moon rotates around the Earth. Okay, and so do the stars. So if the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and we're hurtling through space hundreds of thousand miles an hour in the galaxy, you know, millions of miles an hour, how is everything still the exact same? And how are all these stars keeping up the same time, night after night, through hundreds of thousands of years, documented through Egyptian tablets and stuff like that? You know, so... I don't have all the answers. I'm still, you know, trying to, you know, figure it out myself. You know, like I said, I'm not 100% sure. I don't think anybody is until we get that document. All I would love to see is NASA show a real picture of the Earth, what it really looks like.
Yeah, I know. I've been asking that question for a while, and maybe I've been hinting towards a flat Earth for a while myself and didn't realize it, but I know that great picture of the Earth called the Blue Marble that they took from the moon, if you look at the clouds on that picture, the most recent picture of the Earth, the full Earth, have the exact same clouds. And I'm wondering,
yeah, exactly.
Why the hell?
Yeah, 40 years
later.
Something.
And the clouds are exactly the same. So it just proves to me, in my mind, that they're lying to us. Now
exactly.
Are they lying to us on a grand scale, saying that the Earth is, you know, they don't want us to know that the Earth is flat, or are they lying to
exactly.
us on, another
money
scale?
In their pocket. It's,
yeah,
it's a money
yeah.
scam. Money in their pocket. And if ISIS is, is it called ISIS, the satellite there? ISS?
Oh,
the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, Hubble telescope, okay? And they showed supposedly live feeds, you know, when the sun is supposedly shining on the Earth, okay? And, you know, I'm really big into chemtrails. I hope people know the difference between contrails and chemtrails. But one, we can see planes from the ground, and why can't we see any planes or chemtrails or whatever when the Hubble telescope is traveling around the world, you would see the reflection, you know, of, you know, these planes or the contrail or chemtrail behind it, but you don't see any of those. And then when you look up at night, you know, and if you have a digital camcorder, whatever, and you stare at the moon, and we're supposed to have thousands of these satellites, wouldn't you think that you would see these satellites zooming past the moon on a full moon every few minutes, whatever? You know, and how do they take these pictures of, like, all the different planets in our solar system, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Saturn, and then it said, then you take a look at it, and it's a satellite, and then you see Jupiter, but then you see the satellite as well behind it. So you're, it's like, what, does it have its own drone in the satellite that hops out of the drone and takes a picture of the satellite, taking picture of the whatever planet that, that they're looking at? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I saw something just recently, and on YouTube, because I've been looking at a lot of these videos on the flat Earth. It seems like every time I pull up YouTube, there's a ton of new videos for me to watch on stuff. And I was seeing one. I think it came through. I don't know if it was through your group or another group, but it came through Facebook, and so I clicked on it. And what it was a documentary on the Hubble Space Telescope and how the government says that they cannot take the Hubble and point it towards the moon and take good quality pictures of the moon. They say because the moon is too bright. But the guy who was given the documentary said, we've got telescopes on Earth that are better than the Hubble Space Telescope, bigger than the Hubble Space Telescope, and yet we can use those telescopes and take pictures of the moon and take close-up pictures of the moon, and yet they won't do it with the Hubble Space Telescope. So the first thing that pops in my mind as a conspiracy nut is they're hiding something. And what I think they're hiding, kind of off topic, but what I think they're hiding is they don't want us to see close pictures of the moon, because we'll find out that they're the lunar landers from the 69 into the 70s are not there, because they never were there.
Exactly. And the same kind of topic, because, before I got into the flat Earth, I was really into the dark side of the moon. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was supposed to be like the Apollo 18 mission. And supposedly they found ancient ruins of spacecraft and an ancient city millions of years old. There was like a war with, crashed debris. And I was really into it. It was right around, I don't know if you even heard of this, of Nibiru, Planet X.
I've heard of Planet X, sure.
Yeah, and it's supposed to come around every 3,600 years, the home of the Anunnaki. And I was really big into that. You know, when the movie 2012 came out in 2009, everybody thought, December 21st, 2012, at the end of the Mayan calendar, the world was going to end and stuff like that. You know, I did seriously think something was going to happen. You know, I was like, how did the Mayans know this? With the Celsius, December 21st and stuff, and nothing happened. But, I didn't mean to get off topic there, but, then I got into the flat Earth and, the hoaxes about the moon Apollo missions and all that stuff. And, I just find it a bunch of, BS, and they're definitely hiding something, and, they keep it away. They keep it away from us because it's more money in their pocket. The more that they show us of this fake planets out there. Oh, we supposedly found an Earth-like planet not too long ago. It's one of the I think he's Japanese. I can't even pronounce his name. Yanahuku, whatever. He's a famous scientist, and he talks about we found another Earth planet. It's like, I don't know, 300 light years away or something like that. And we're sending a satellite there, and I don't even believe that we even landed any of the rovers on Mars either. I think that is all fake BS as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess the best way to answer some people who are disbelievers, and I'm not saying I'm a believer in the flat earth at all. I'm not there yet, but I am a, I don't believe that the government tells us the truth, let alone the whole truth. So, and the best way to find, or the best way to get close to the truth is to follow the money. So there's a reason why they're keeping it from us. There's a reason why they want us to believe that it's round. There's a reason why, you know, all of that exists. And if we follow the money, the truth will be at the end. Whoever's banking on that money has the truth. Now, I got a couple of questions real quick.
Yeah.
The first one is, if the earth is flat, how does the sun rise and set on a flat earth?
Okay. From the research that I have done, please, everybody, whoever's listening, don't take my word for it. This is just the personal research that I do, and I post in the group there, my group Decoding the Truth. And I believe the sun is a lot closer than 93 million miles away. Matter of fact, it's I read somewhere or seen a post that it's like only 30,000 miles away, and it's a lot smaller than what they show us through NASA, and it just rotates. I think I showed you a couple pictures what I meant mm-hmm. by how it rotates, you know, and on the other side of the Earth, it's dark, and then there's the moon and all that stuff, and my dogs are, calm down.
They're barking.
That's how I think the sun is revolving around the flat earth with the moon and the stars and the galaxy.
It's actually rotating across the flat
earth. No, it's going round. It's going
around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, around the flat earth. Yes, exactly.
So then how do we get these seasons then if it's rotating around? Our seasons are based on the tilt of the earth, based on its position rotating around the sun. So on a flat earth idea, how do we get our seasons?
Because the sun goes forwards and backwards, you know, certain okay. times of the year. So if that makes any sense, you know, of mm-hmm. course, you know, the December 21st, that's the most farthest the sun would be. So let's say if the sun is only 30,000 miles away, it would be like, I don't know, 40,000 miles away. I'm just giving a quick example. So
right.
It kind of like goes back inwards and back outwards. That's mm-hmm. my theory of it.
Okay.
That's how we would get our seasons. And as for the moon, I also don't believe that the sun is making the moon glow. I believe the moon has its own lighting resource. And I did a post on that not too long ago. They did a testing of it. That was very interesting. That would probably be a different topic, but it has its own glow to the moon. It has nothing to do with the sun.
And there's so many questions about the moon. Regardless, even if we are a globe, you know, globe or not, that there's so many questions concerning why the moon is always facing. There's always one side of the moon facing us. That's a very
Correct.
Interesting topic. How does that even happen, you know, in the universe? But yet it happened, you know, supposedly. And then they had said, if you believe that we actually sent men to the moon, I don't believe we did. But if you believe that we did, there was a claim that when the landers landed on the moon, that the moon actually sounded hollow and that it rang
yeah.
like a bell for a long
Correct.
Time, like 20, 25 minutes. So if we Correct. Are around Earth and the moon is truly up there, there's so many strange and curious and weird things about the moon that make me question whether or not it's not artificial.
Like, exactly. Some say it's an ancient alien satellite, and there's, you know, aliens living inside the moon. I believe that there's aliens living underneath our feet. You know, I believe in the reptilians and Palladians and the humanoids to, you know, I do believe in all that stuff. And I do believe in that, you know, paranormal stuff I'm really big into. But yes, I think it was in 2009 they blasted a rocket and it supposedly hit the moon. And their reason was, well, we think there's water on the moon. And they also said it rang for like hours after they hit that rocket. I don't know if you remember that in 2009 when they supposedly, you know, blasted off a rocket and hit the moon to see if they can find water.
Right. Well, that brings me to my next question. You know, you believe in the reptilians, and I kind of do too, to be honest with you. I believe in aliens. I believe aliens are for thousands and thousands of years. I believe they're probably still here. But what's on, we're living on the, let's just say we're living on the top of the flat earth. What's on the bottom side of the flat earth?
No one knows. I mean, the only people would know is the secret society, as we all know, is the Freemasons, the Illuminati, Skull and Bones 322, they all in the same category there. You got to be like a 33 degree Mason to, know the top secrets, to all this, and I'm sure you heard the abbreviation is DUMB, dumb, deep underground military bases or bunkers, and I believe that is linked with all the Walmarts closing down, with Jane Helm 15 that was happening in 2015, and I do believe that they have a lot of these deep underground military bunkers leading into these Walmarts and stuff like that, and they go anywhere between 2, 3, 5 miles down. They have these supersonic trains that can go to New York and to Los Angeles in like sonic speed, you know. And I even have a couple maps of that. I can I'll show them to you. You know, supposedly, because somebody who actually worked for these people, you know, came out with this. You know, like I said, you can't believe everything.
Right.
But if you want to talk about reptilians, I highly recommend you look up a gentleman named Phil Schneider. Okay. Mm-hmm. And supposedly in 1979, he was working, he was an FBI agent, and he was working with the Green Beret. And I believe this was in North Mexico. And they found a deep underground military base, and it was filled with reptilians, and supposedly he shot two of the ones, and then one just waved its chest, and it put this beam of light through him, and it singed off his fingers, and he, you know, he showed his hands and all that stuff, and he started coming out with all these interviews and his own shows that he was doing. But then he had several attempts on his life, and he got assassinated in, I believe it was January or February 1996, just to keep him quiet. So I highly recommend you look up him if you want to, you know, anything to do with reptilians and stuff like that. I think Queen of England and the Bush administration family and the royal family and the Pope, I believe that they're reptilians, you know, the rulers of the world. And talking about the Georgia Guidestones, getting a little bit off topic here, you know, they didn't put that there for no reason, for your amusement. Oh, ain't that nice? Kind of looks kind of like a mini Stonehenge, whatever, you know. But in 12 different languages written to depopulate the earth by 7.3 billion people, only leaving 500 million people left to rebuild, because they're saying the world is overpopulated. I think we're up to almost 8 billion people now. So, you know, there's so many things that I research, and I just ask all the questions that, you know, a regular person doesn't even think twice about even thinking about or researching, whatever. So, you know,
we've got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take the caller and put the caller on air to ask the question. I have no idea what this is going to be, but it's going to be fun. So let's put the caller on the air here.
Okay. I'll probably be called an idiot or something.
Hi caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask about back to the flat earth theory. I know a lot of the show has been talking about the government conspiracy and NASA. And my question is this is this something that just Americans believe to be true, or is this something that's across all over the world? I mean, our government doesn't control the world. So I'm just curious if this is something that, you know, extends beyond the United States of America.
Oh, definitely. It's all around the world. Yes, it's all around the world. I mean, I have friends all over the world, from Japan to Mexico, Canada, and we talk about these subjects in my group here and stuff like that. So, yes, it's definitely worldwide, just not in the United States.
Okay, because if I heard you right, when you talked about Antarctica and how NASA and our government kind of keeps that from everyone, I just wondered if, you know, other countries, if their, you know, aeronautics programs that, you know, equivalent to NASA, do the same kind of thing, you know, to kind of...
They're all in it together. Yeah, they're all in it together. That's why they made that peace treaty back in the late 50s there, you know, because they know something is up with Antarctica. That's why no citizen is allowed there. And if you are allowed there, you're only briefly allowed to see what they want you to see, the penguins or the, you know, orca whales or whatever, you know. But they won't let you literally go out and explore, say, all right, well, I want to go explore. I got all the equipment and I want to go explore for 2 weeks. They will not let you do that.
Okay. Interesting. I was just curious about that.
Good
yeah,
question.
You're very
caller,
welcome.
Thank
you for calling.
Yeah, that is a really good question because, you know, if we get, you know, let's say we go to war with Russia, which could be the case. Well, actually, it would be more like going to war with North Korea. It would probably be our next war, world war. But let's say we go to war with North Korea. And if they're in on it, what's to say that they wouldn't go ahead and say, listen to you stupid Americans. You've been hiding all this from the people from all, you know, all these years. And then just blur it out and tell the whole world that we've been lying to them.
Okay, first I want to answer that with a lady named Carol Rosen. Okay, she's a scientist, she was a school teacher, and she was good friends and worked with the late Wernher von Braun, who all we know is he worked for NASA's scientists. He developed the V-2 rocket, V-1, and the Messerschmitt 262 first jet fighter in World War II. And what she told in her own broadcast is that Wernher von Braun, on his deathbed when he died in 1977, is that he said that we are going to have a fake alien invasion, a fake asteroid hit, and a fake war with Russia. And this was like, you know, 20 something years ago that she stated this. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and people are going to fall for it, you know. And she said she went to Russia and she talked to the leaders and stuff like that. It's like, we don't have a problem with the Americans, you know? And now, you know, with all this, the Trump and Israel and with North Korea and China getting involved, you know, we haven't had a serious war, you know, since, you know, we had the Gulf War, of course, and, you know, Vietnam, but, you know, a world war since World War II. But war is money. War is profiteering. So if we do go to war, I would definitely question it. You know, what is the big reason why we are going to war? For the government, you know, and I support our troops, but the troops, not putting them down whatsoever. I absolutely love what they do. They support our country. Then again, they are told what to do by the government. All right. The government are killing our troops. Okay, we should not be in wars that we don't belong in. Most of us know that 9/11 was an inside job. Okay, we wanted Iraq's oil, and you know, so we stole that. So we had to make that all up about 9/11 being an inside job, or make it look like a terrorist attack from Al Qaeda. And you know, so you know, it goes all like that. War is money. And, you know, when war's happening, you know, money's flowing and, you know, stuff like that. So with war with Russia, I don't know. You know, we've been hearing that for the last 50 years after,
forever.
You know, World War II. Yeah, exactly.
I know growing up in elementary school, growing up in middle school, we were all fearful that we were going to go to war with Russia. And that's what was that great show with the Wolverines?
Red Dawn.
Yeah, Red Dawn, man. It was one of my favorite shows growing up. That was war with Russia.
Exactly.
Here's one of the final questions of the night. You know, I've got a couple other questions, but they're kind of off topic. But this is the final question for the flat Earth. Why is it flat? Why is it flat?
Well, the other way I can answer that, one, I don't believe in religion. I'm not an atheist. I'm very spiritual. And I do not believe that we were created by God in his own image. I do believe that we were, how else can I say it, chemically engineered by aliens, okay? Mm-hmm. And I believe that we were put here on Earth. I don't know if you ever heard of the giants,
the
Neanderthals. Yeah, I mean, they're like 10, 12, 13, 14 feet tall.
Sure.
And supposedly they got wiped out because they were getting too smart. And, and the archaeologists who found these skeletons, and I just did this research not too long ago, they take it to the churches, whatever. I don't know why they would take it to the churches, whatever. And the churches just say, hey, just, burn them. This can't be discovered or whatsoever. So who built the Earth and why? I don't know. This, for all I know, this could just be a Truman Show,
Right, right.
So I don't know if we're just here for testing. I mean, everybody has their own way of thinking, and to think outside the box, and a lot of people are still, pissed off that Trump won the election, and I believe they are all rigged for one. Like we said, we both agreed that we can't trust a government, whatever. So it's hard to say if we're ever going to go to war or not. They've been saying that for ever since World War II, whatever. But as for why we're here, I have no idea. I have no idea. I think we're just here just to be tested.
I guess. After listening to you and having this discussion, it's hard for me to believe that the Earth is flat. It's hard for me to believe that there's no curvature. It's hard for me to believe that gravity may not exist. But if you tell me that the Earth is an experiment put on by aliens from all around the different galaxies, who knows how many are involved, and they have placed animals and humans and birds and fish on the Earth as some sort of an experiment, you know what? I can agree with that. I can almost believe that, because I do believe in the ancient alien theories. I do believe that aliens have been here. I do believe that they're probably still here. It takes more faith for me to believe that there are no aliens than it takes for me to believe that there are, because the universe is so vast. So if we're a melting pot of alien experiments, yeah, I'm with you on that. I can believe that. It's hard for me to believe that the Earth is flat. It is hard. But you say the Truman Show, and I'm like, dude, that just struck a nerve with me. That's like, yeah, I can see that where the Truman Show, because there's so many oddities on the Earth. Look at the frickin' giraffes. There's nothing like them on the face of the Earth but giraffes. It's weird.
Exactly.
If we evolved, if all of us evolved from single-cell microorganisms from the ocean and we eventually walked out onto the beaches and the sand, how the hell did giraffes come to be in? That's the craziest-looking animal I'd ever seen. It's almost as if the giraffe was placed on the Earth as a final product. It didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't evolve. It was like, we created it over here, and boom, here you go, dudes. It can live in the Sahara that we've got going on and eat the leaves at the top of the tree. Good job. Let's see how that interacts with the gorillas and mountain lions and shit like that. So yeah, there's parts of the story that I'm all in on. But there are other parts that's still a little bit hard for me to, you know, grasp. But it's cool because we can have our own beliefs, but we can still have a good quality discussion about it too, and not, you know, not be at other people's throats. Like some of the people from the group have been. I see that people who have strong beliefs that the Earth is a globe.
I get hell, and I'll debate. You know, I have no problem with debating, but as soon as they get rude or ignorant, whatever, I'll give them one warning. Then after that, if they continue, I instantly block them. I mean, I don't mind debates. I don't mind people having their opinion. But if I believe in something, I'm going to keep on trying. You know, I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I'm just trying to keep people to have an open mind and just give it a thought. Believe me, when I said two and a half years ago, I would have never gave flat Earth a thought. I'm where you are right now. I'd be like, flat Earth, you know. You know, but when you start looking into it, as much as I have and other people, you're like, wow, that makes sense. You know, you take a look at the flight patterns. You take a look at the that you can't see any curvature when you're in an airplane. You know, you can't see any curvature from a rocket or an air balloon up 20 miles high. You still can't see the curvature. But then there's some people out there, oh, I can see the curvature from the top of my house. Oh, no, you got to be much higher than that. You got to go on a mountain. Ah, now I can see the curvature. No, you got to go higher than that. You got to go up on an airplane, you know. And, you know, people who say they've seen the curvature, I just say BS on that, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you want to show me a picture of the curvature without using a fisheye lens, you know, then please post it. If there's any huge investors out there, you know, let's develop a rocket and – instead of going 121,000 feet, let's go 300,000 feet and see if we can see any curvature.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's switch gears here real quick. I like to ask my guests, you know, what's the most important thing that they can tell our listeners? And it doesn't have to be on this topic of flat Earth or anything else. It's just something that you just know to be true, something that you know to be important, something that you just know to be valuable. So tell our listeners something from your life experience that you just know from your life is good and valuable and that people should know.
Well, we've said it a couple times. Don't trust the government. I mean, I love America, you know, but Christopher Columbus, you know, we were all brought up, you know, for Thanksgiving about what he did and, you know, how they traded with the Indians, but he slaughtered them and enslaved them. You know, that's a lot of people that they don't know about, you know, and mm-hmm. I support the Native Americans, you know, Christopher Columbus just stole this land and killed millions of, you know, Native Americans just to steal their land. Mm-hmm. And just have an open mind and question your doubts about life, about what you really want to know. You can't trust everything on the internet, but I'd rather trust something on the internet than the public fake news, CNN, Fox, ABC, CNN, whatever. So there's a lot of fake stuff going out there. So that's, you know, one thing I could honestly believe in and for people to, you know, to do their own research. So,
well, I don't know if you, I'm from Indiana. I don't know if you've ever researched Bigfoot or anything, but I always ask this question. Do you believe Bigfoot lives in Indiana?
I'm not really much of a big Bigfoot fan. they got a similar thing. I'm right next to New Jersey. I'm right in the Philadelphia area, and I'm sure you've seen it on not Ripley Believe It or Not, but it was a TV show back in the 80s. But it was called The Mothman.
Right, sure.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be here in New Jersey somewhere. As for Bigfoot, who knows? There was footages that, you know, it looked real and legit when I seen this video. I think it was made in the late 70s, you know, by the camcorder. You know, it was broad daylight, and the Bigfoot was just walking. Then it slowly looked over at the camera, and that was it. You know, I don't know if you've seen that one or not, but
film. It's probably the most popular, most famous Bigfoot film. I believe that's absolutely legit. That piece of footage.
Yeah, You know, so, I mean, I believe in aliens and stuff. I believe in flat Earth. So who's to say that Loch Ness Monster isn't for real or, you know, Bigfoot isn't for real? So, you know, I just, you know, I believe in UFOs. I swear I've seen them. You know, I call them scouts, as me and Janine would. She can, because she's a psychic medium, and she can actually call these. And she did one over the other night. She can meditate and call them, and I seen it because we were, even though we're 3,000 miles away, it wasn't an airplane, and she showed me when we were Skyping, and it was a bright white light, then it turned pink, then it just slowly faded away, and there was not a cloud in the sky, and it was like, I don't know, 11 p.m. her time, whatever, and we call them scouts, so it would be like a UFO.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my second. That was going to be my next question. If you believe that aliens have visited our planet, so that's an obvious yes.
I believe they're here. I believe, you know, my favorite movie by John Carpenter is starred Roddy Piper, 1988. They Live.
Right.
There's a
right.
lot of truth in there. There's a lot of truth in that.
Right.
Some
yeah.
say it's a documentary.
Yeah, I love that show. I've seen that so many times.
Same here. Same here.
Okay, next controversial conspiracy question is, who killed JFK?
I know, say his name again,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, damn, why is that so hard to come out? I know he was set up. I know he was set up, and, you know, that's why they wanted to kill him off quick so he could not, you know, tell his side of the story. I do believe either, you know, some say the mafia, some say the limousine driver did it, or even seen one post that his own wife, you know, when she was climbing over him, you know, that she had another gun and, you know, hit him in the head with it, you know, but I don't believe in that
right.
one, but I definitely believe the CIA definitely took him out because he did not want to start the Vietnam War. He did not want to be involved with that. And he did not want, and he was also supposed to come out with the secret society about aliens and stuff. And I believe that's another reason why that he got knocked off. And then with his brother, I believe he got assassinated, a few years later, because he was going to run for president
mm-hmm.
in 1967.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy,
Robert Kennedy in, like, 1968. So, you know, I don't know. It's all a mystery, and, you know, only the government hire people know the truth, you know,
right.
and we're catching on. There's a lot more people out there, and the thing, sad part about it, I don't know if you ever watched the movie with John Cusack, 2012,
mm-hmm.
but there's a scene in there with, oh my God, the guy who played in Cheers, what's his name?
Woody Harrelson?
I cannot, yeah, Woody Harrelson, when he's saying, you know, when they were in the woods there at the national park, and he said, John Cusack said, they could not keep a secret that long. He goes, you're right, you know, so that's why they're mysterious deaths, and, you know, he pulls down all these people. The people who try to speak out, they get assassinated. I don't know if you heard that, you know, within the last couple of years, like 80-something NASA scientists mysteriously died. It might even be in the hundreds now, you know, because they want to come out with the truth, but they mysteriously died somehow.
Yeah, they're getting older, and on their deathbeds, they're wanting to, you know, put that out there, you know. And so instead of allowing them to have their deathbed confessions, they just knock them off before then.
Yeah, but there has been a few deathbed confessions, even with JFK as well, and Marilyn Monroe, and a whole bunch of crazy different ones. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I could talk about this forever, but I know you only have an hour show.
Well, you know, the next question is pretty obvious, too. I think I know your answer. But did we really send men to the moon, and have we actually had men walk on the moon?
My professional opinion, or whatever you want to call it, is absolutely not. How NASA even said recently, like within the last 2 years. It's like, well, right now we can't pass the Van radiation belt.
Van Allen radiation belt, right?
Yeah, you know, there and back. So right there, they just admitted that, you know, we never went to the moon. And there's so many footages that I see, you know, there's some that, you know, it's CGI or whatever, and they're in the spaceship and all that stuff, and then they go out of the spaceship, and then you have a close-up of an astronaut wearing the suit, and then all of a sudden you see a bubble go up, you know, through his helmet, whatever. You know, that's scuba gear. You know, they film a lot of this stuff in water. You know, it's like, how can you explain that? How, what is a bubble doing, you know, in that, in his helmet there? So, you know, but absolutely not. I do not believe that we actually ever landed on the moon. At one time I did, because, you know, I was always interested on the dark side of the moon with the Apollo 18 mission that never happened. And who was, what is his name? Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. And one of the guys who was recording goes, swear on the Bible that you landed on the moon. And he got pissed off and punched the guy.
Yeah, right. You know? I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, and he's a Mason as well. You know, a lot of these people that work for the government or NASA, whatever, and news media, you know, to athletes, to actresses, actors, especially musicians, you know, they're, you know, to get rich and famous, they sell their soul to the Illuminati, and, you know, someone dies in their family. Not too long ago, Eddie Murphy's brother died, Charlie Murphy, you know, and, you know, it's just a crazy world, you know, so.
So last question of the night. Yeah. When you die, will you haunt people?
No. I do believe when me and Janine first got together, she taught me a lot about meditation and stuff. And she's a healer. She does Reiki and stuff like that and card readings. And it was a very awesome experience. And she told me that we had past lives together. So I do believe that we either get reincarnated. We finally go home. You know, this isn't our home. This is just basically, we're just living on hell on earth. We're just being tested, okay, through all our past lives together, and this is our finally journey. And then we finally go home, and it won't be earth. It would be, you know, where the Palladians are or wherever. But I know there is, you know, we do paranormal investigations and stuff, and I even do it in my own house, and I filmed, you know, hundreds of orbs when she was here. And, you know, Pennsylvania is a very historical place. You got Gettysburg, you got Valley Forge, you know. And no, I would not come and haunt anybody. You know, I mean, I'm a true believer of the spirits and, you know, really connected to them in a good way. And, you know, stay away from Ouija boards, whatever. But, you know, that's bad juju, but.
I always say it as a joke, really, because I used to say I had a shit list and people were making my shit list. Now I don't have a shit list. Now I got a haunt list. So you don't want to be on my haunt list, because when I die, buddy, I'm going to haunt you. So anyway,
yeah,
Mike,
yeah.
I really, you know, thank you, you know, everyone for tuning in to tonight's show, and a very special thank you to Mike Wilson for being willing to come on the show and talk about such controversial topics and theories, and really enjoy talking with you, Mike. Hope to maybe have you on again sometime. We can talk about some other conspiracy theories.
Yes, paranormal and all that stuff. That would be great. I look forward to it, and thank you very much for having me on the show, and thank you for all the listeners out there.
Yeah, it was a great time. And so until next week, everybody, bye, Felicia. Off the Air Radio Show is now off the air. Thank you to my guests. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to my listeners. And to my two beautiful children, Carter and Reagan, if you're ever lost, I will never stop looking for you.